Central West. On your radio, online, on your mobile.
Even more.
Yeah, morning, Dub on the Central West. How you doing? Pippa and Jimmy here. Morning, Pippa.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you, my friend?
I am going good. I'm feeling on top of the world because yesterday I started my new 70-30 diet.
Oh, and how's that going? Because you said to me in the lift as we were leaving work yesterday, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to faint. I need to go home and eat something.
Yes, I did feel like I was going to faint at like midday because I hadn't had any solids at that point.
You'd only had a shake.
A health shake.
What category does that fall into, the 70 or the 30?
Definitely the 70, because my health shake that I had was a scoop of the special pea protein powder I've got, which is really good for you.
Oh, yes. Equivalent to one complete meal.
Yes. And then I've got like a little scoops of different vitamins and collagen.
Collagen?
Yes. Oh. I don't know why Mum bought me collagen. What is collagen?
Collagen helps your skin stay firm and plump. People get collagen injections to get rid of wrinkles, and it's like a form of Botox.
I don't know why my mum sent me a packet of a big box of collagen.
I'm just trying to tell you something.
No, but I've got to put it in my shake, though. So
right.
I don't know how it works.
That's weird.
Or maybe it's called something different that sounds similar to
maybe
collagen.
Maybe you're calling it something else.
Yes. Maybe I should bring in all my different scoops that I put in there and we can analyse what all of them actually do.
Oh, what a thrilling segment that would be.
So I had this shake for breakfast. And for lunch, I had leftover Mongolian lamb from the night before.
Chinese, yes.
But just to make it a bit healthier, I added 2 cups of frozen peas into there.
Okay.
You know, because they blend nicely with the sauce.
Yeah, so right.
Yep. Yummy.
A few veggies.
And then for dinner, I had a simple vegan curry. It was just with a bit of coconut cream, some tofu, some black beans, and some spinach on a nice bed of rice and country vegetables.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a menu.
Yeah. So I feel like yesterday was more 80-20.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking to 70-30.
Right. So if you go over, if the ratio gets thrown out one day, do you have to then readjust the next day?
I might have to have a cheeseburger today to readjust.
There are some flaws in this system of yours.
Okay, big show on the way today. Old School Tuesday. Dean McCarthy is going to be in as well. Roger Corsa from Dr. Doctor was on Channel 9 last night. Hughesy's on the show as well. Plus, we're going to recap what happened last night when they hit the world-famous rooftop with the Backstreet Boys.
OMG.
It is huge. Now, one of the biggest songs of the last couple of months across Australia, Five Sauce, Youngblood. Morning, everybody.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die.
Dub on the Central West, hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy, you're on your number one. Morning, everyone. And we do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Pippa, right now, though, we are doing Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person?
And it is all thanks to Bellotti's Italian Dining. They are bringing modern, delicious Italian to the Central West. We're spinning the wheel of criteria in the studio this morning because we're looking for a particular person.
I like the name, the Wheel of Criteria.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, what we do, we spin the Wheel of Criteria, and if you match that criteria and you're the first to call on 13, 12, 16, you automatically win the voucher to get some Italian food inside you.
Righto.
Okay, ready to spin?
Ready. Away we go. This morning we are looking for a morning person.
I've landed on a morning person. Well, that's convenient because it's 10 past 6 in the morning.
It is. We're looking for someone that just leaps out of bed in the morning. Loves mornings, just can't get enough of them, loves being an early riser, is firing at full capacity at this hour of the day. People assume that you and I, Jimmy, are morning people. Because of the work that we do.
You'd assume wrong.
Couldn't be more wrong.
I need 18 coffees.
I've got toothpicks holding my eyes open, guys.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. Are you a morning person? It's Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person? And all you got to be is a morning person and you win.
That's it. Easy.
Give us a buzz right now. 13, 12, 16. Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person? On Hit Morning. Never fades away. Never. Dubbo and Central West hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. You're on air, the Pippa and Jimmy show. And we are doing Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person?
It is all thanks to Bellotti's Italian Dining. They're bringing modern Italian to the Central West. We have spun the wheel because we're looking for a particular person this morning. We're looking for a morning person. On hit 93.5, 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Jackie.
Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
How are we?
Good. Oh, look, I'm a bit tired, Jackie. But you, if you're a morning person, you wouldn't be. Are you a morning person, Jackie?
To be honest, I never used to be, but now I have a newborn.
Right. And, you don't sleep, ever?
No, it's never been too bad, but 6 o'clock and she's up ready to go. So as a mum, you have to be too.
Busy mum, Jackie.
Not too bad.
Good stuff, Jackie. Hey, Jackie, just because you're a morning person, we're going to reward you. Give you a voucher to go to Bellotti's Italian.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
You stick around for us a couple of moments there on the line. People, what's coming up in your top news headlines?
So, you know Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, Hell's Kitchen. Mm. So there were some diners that have been injured while dining at the restaurant due to a flaming cocktail mishap.
Here's the thing. If you want to get, like, flames and all that sort of jits and jats, go to the Teppanyaki. You know what I mean? You don't go
safer.
You don't go to Jamie Oliver's for all the flame stuff. You go to Teppanyaki and they're throwing egg at you and they, you know what I mean? They throw food at you.
Well, they've gone to Gordon Ramsay's. I don't know if they're going back after what's happened. I'll tell you about it next. Here we go.
Dubbo on the Central West hit 93.5. The new blend of Mick Cafe coffee is smooth, refined, delicious. Scoopless Dean McCarthy joining us after 7. And Dr. Roger Corsa is on the show after 7.30 this morning right here on HIT. Currently 4 degrees, looking for 16 in Dubbo.
Top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Two customers dining at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant Hell's Kitchen in Las Vegas had to be taken to hospital after being burned by a flaming cocktail.
Well, I'm going to resist the temptation to make a pun about the name of the restaurant and what happened in the restaurant. So I'm not going to do that, okay? I'm going to hold back.
Okay, well done. So these two fell victim to a drink called the Rum Donkey.
There's another opportunity.
The particular type of specialty drink is served at the finest restaurants across the world without incident, but unfortunately, due to this occurrence, it's been removed from the menu.
So what happened?
Well, they got burned and they had to be taken to hospital.
So is the Rum Donkey, does it come out, is it on fire?
Yes.
And then are the patrons meant to wait for the fire to quiet down before they start drinking it?
I'm not sure. Maybe they thought that it was edible flames. I don't quite know.
Are flames edible?
No.
Well, are they toxic? Yes. I know they're hot, but like, are they, if they weren't, say a flame wasn't hot, would it be toxic? That's the question.
Oh my goodness.
That's a genuine question. Okay. You don't need to be cynical at this time of the morning.
I'm not cynical. I just...
It's a genuine life question. If a flame wasn't hot, would it be toxic?
Probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
So smoke inhalation, that sort of thing as well. Yeah, you should have asked this when we had the firefighters here.
We should have asked it when we had the firefighters.
Second top news headline. Second top news headline somewhere in the world. Two elderly men in a Costco store, which is sort of like IKEA, have had a brawl over some free cheese samples. So one guy apparently took maybe more than his share of cheese samples, and this other guy really didn't like it, yelled out some profanities. First guy turned around, clocked him.
You know what I love about Costco is every second aisle will have someone set up giving out free samples.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
You can actually go around the huge supermarket getting free food the whole time, which I love. I do understand that it can be frustrating because sometimes the people doing the samples are a little bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's only two cheese samples and you take two for yourself, I understand someone behind you might want to do a bit of an AFL and just punch you without you knowing.
AFL?
You up to date with the news at the moment? Have you seen what's happening with Brayshaw and over in the AFL over the weekend?
Oh, right.
This 18-year-old kid was running along 100 metres off the ball and another bloke from the other team punched him in the face. He lost four teeth.
Wow.
It's the biggest news story at the moment.
Oh, okay.
And the AFL came out last night and sent it straight to the tribunal.
Right. So, well, you'll have to tell me more about that in Beers, Boobs and Balls.
Balls, yeah. Yes.
Third top news headline summer in the world. A WWE wrestler has won a mayoral election in the state of Tennessee.
Well, good on him. I knew that Donald Trump proved that just anybody can get elected.
So his name is Kane, and he won his bid to become the mayor of Knox City County in Tennessee. His real name's Glenn Jacobs, which sounds a bit more like a mayoral name. But he easily beat his opponent, garnering twice as many votes.
That's good. Do you know The Rock? The Rock Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's also a previous WWE wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He has actually taken a lesson on how to be president, just in case one day he gets elected.
I have heard this, yes.
So it's not unlike the WWE wrestlers to want to take office.
So he's very excited about it. Isn't that wonderful?
Good news on him.
His wrestling name's the Big Red Machine as well.
I love. Did you know there's a wrestler called Jimmy Love, spelled the same way as I spell my name, J-A-M-I-L-O-V-E.
Is and that where you stole your name from?
No, I actually was given my name at birth. So if you Google Jimmy Love, it used to come up with the wrestler first. Now it comes up with me first. I haven't Googled myself, though. So asking for a friend.
Obviously not. Yeah, right. Okay. You told you his headlines somewhere in the world.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5's Pippa.
Gotta go now.
And Jimmy.
Now drop the beat.
Hey, morning, everyone. If you've just joined us, we need to check in with Pippa Moore. She's picked up a bedtime injury.
I don't know how someone pulls a muscle in their back while sleeping.
I've done it before.
It's extremely painful.
I think we've all done it before. You just wake up and something is extremely sore.
Yes.
For no reason whatsoever.
It's bizarre.
And you slept the exact same way you slept every single night before.
It's annoying.
I understand.
When your body just decides to revolt against you.
You might have to book into the chiro or the masseuse today.
Yes,
get it worked out.
It's one of those ones where you can't actually turn your head properly.
Oh.
And when you breathe in, it feels like it's pinching something. And
so you're in pain.
Yes. I am. Woe is me.
You poor thing.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I'm in the wars.
You're in the wars.
After one injury, I'm in the wars, yeah.
I've been injured all soccer season.
You have, but you've
barely garnered any sympathy from you.
As they would say in the media, you've been plagued by injuries.
I have been plagued by injuries. Mm. I've been seriously plagued by injuries. Talking about being plagued by injuries, Brayshaw in the AFL's missing four teeth.
Oh, that's awful.
Has been knocked out. I've got the latest on that story coming up next. A little later in the show, Dean McCarthy, live from LA, joins us. And Dr. Doctors, Roger Corsa. Am I saying his name right?
Yeah, Roger Corsa. You did well.
Dr. Roger Corsa is on the show after 7:30. It is a big morning on the Pippa and Jimmy show. Right now, though, Jason Derulo. One of his greatest. This is Trumpets on Hit. Morning, everyone.
Every time. Look at you. Yeah, the drums, they swing low. And the trumpets, they go.
It is your home of hits and old school. Hey, good morning, everybody. Jason Derulo, Trumpets. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. The fake news segment is coming up just after 7. Then we cross live to LA Scoopla HQ. And don't forget Old School Tuesday. It is all happening on the Pippa and Jimmy Show on Tuesday morning. Morning, everybody.
Come on.
Sports.
Beer. Boobs.
Balls.
Sports.
Some shock NRL news overnight. Panthers coach Anthony Griffin has been sacked 4 weeks out from the finals with someone taking over as caretaker coach, Cameron Seraldo. And Griffin and Penrith general manager Phil Gould have apparently been butting heads for the majority of the season, with Panthers making the call to cut ties late yesterday.
Now, am I wrong in saying that the Panthers got a win over the weekend?
Well, yeah. No, you're not wrong. Yes,
I'm correct.
They did get a win over the weekend.
That is unusual for a coach to get sacked after a win. Usually it comes unusual. After a loss.
Yes, extremely unusual. Yeah, wow. And they have been tracking pretty well so far this season. And Phil Gould has said that Anthony Griffin's refusal to collaborate at the Panthers led to his staggering dismissal just a month out from the finals.
Huge stuff there. Yes. Huge news there in the rugby league. Mm. Panthers in big trouble, I would say. Coachless.
Mm-hmm.
With 4 weeks of the finals.
Crazy stuff.
You know who else is in huge trouble, Pippa?
Who?
A bloke called Andrew Gaff. Over the weekend, you may have seen the shocking footage of Andrew Gaff punching 18-year-old Andrew Brayshaw in the face, unprovoked. It's been called a king hit, although I'm not sure it technically qualifies as a king hit because he was looking in the same direction. In the AFL, now, it is unleashed a huge amount of fury, with some people suggesting that Andrew Gaff should be criminally charged with assault.
Wow.
Over the punch, because the poor 18-year-old fella, Andrew Brayshaw, has lost 4 teeth, is a complete mess, and it looks like Andrew Gaff at this stage is going to get something between 6 to 8 weeks minimum of a ban.
Wow.
So the AFL Tribunal yesterday, they held a press conference. They said it's going straight to the tribunal. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come down for the normal punishment at the beginning.
Right.
So
okay.
We obviously hope for the best for Andrew Brayshaw's recovery, because as an 18-year-old playing in any sort of professional sports, tough, but then to be punched in the face and lose half your teeth. Then it turns out, get this, just a week ago.
Yep.
Andrew Gaff and Andrew Brayshaw were playing golf together.
What?
Yeah, so apparently they're mates.
What the heck has happened?
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Oh, my goodness.
How have they gone from playing golf together? They're on opposite teams playing golf together, being mates, to getting punched in the face and losing teeth.
This is just awful. The poor guy can't actually eat solids for 4 weeks now because of the damage that's been done to his mouth. That's just horrendous.
Absolutely horrendous. Moving on to a little bit of soccer news. Huge news yesterday in the A-League. Japanese superstar Honda, his name's Honda, has been signed to Melbourne Victory. Melbourne Victory fans are absolutely elated. An amazing signing for Australian football.
Great.
And then over to a bit of FFA Cup news. Tonight is going to be a big night in the FFA Cup. Newcastle night take on the Gold Coast Jets. Wellington Phoenix take on Bentley Greens from Melbourne. Now, Brisbane Roar in an all-A-League battle with Melbourne City, along with Perth Glory and Melbourne Victory. And shout out to Josh the Wanderer supporter.
Yes.
Great friend of the show. His team is Western Sydney Wanderers. They have a game tonight against Hellenic Atoll.
Oh, right.
So there you go. All right. That's Beers, Boobs and Balls. Jonas Blue now. Rise.
Rise till we fall.
Oh, I love this one. It's called Clark Griswold by Hilltop Hoods, Adrian Eagle. Morning, everyone. You're on air, the Pippa and Jimmy show. Can't wait to chat with Scoopless Dean McCarthy.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he has got some updates for us on Pink, because she's not well and she's had to cancel another show.
Oh, poor Pink. Okay, we'll check in with Scoopless Dean McCarthy live from LA coming up in around 15 minutes time. Pippa, we all love a sleep-in.
Oh, don't we all? Especially I.
I love one on the weekend. My favourite thing about the weekend is knowing that I can just get up at whatever time I want and mosey around and
preach
just,
it. Yeah.
You know, lie in bed, have a coffee.
So good.
Sleeping's the best thing. But here's the issue, Pippa. New research has come out that says that sleeping for more than 8 hours a night on average increases your likelihood of early fatality by up to 47%.
47%?
Yes.
This is heartbreaking news.
It really is heartbreaking news to those of us who like a sleep. So, a study which was conducted on, get this, 3.3 million people.
Okay, so we can't say it was like a sample size.
No, it wasn't a sample size.
A little bit bigger than that.
They studied how long people slept for on average a night and just how long they lived, really.
Mm.
And it turns out that if you sleep more than 8 hours a night, most likely you're not getting enough exercise, because you're spending time you should be exercising sleeping.
Right.
Which, not the case with everybody, obviously, but on the long haul, most people. And it's causing a higher risk of fatality. And so they're saying that doctors now should ask people how long they sleep for. And if people are going to sleep for 10 hours, it should raise a red flag.
Really?
Wait a minute. 10 hours? We need to do some tests and check you're okay, because that's not normal.
So they think that you should be sleeping less and doing more exercise.
Well, I think the number they're giving is 8 hours.
Is 8 hours.
You should
right.
be sleeping for 8 hours. Now, if you bump that up to 9 hours mm-hmm. a night, they reckon that over like the course of 3.3 million people, the majority of people who sleep for more than 8 hours a night
yeah.
are trading off exercise for sleep.
I see.
So
right.
not everybody. Some of us might sleep 13 hours a night and exercise for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, so it balances out.
That would be an abnormality though.
Yes.
But most people who sleep for 13 hours a night will not do any exercise according to this study.
Well, see, here's the thing. I got 8 hours of sleep last night, did nil exercise and still came to work with a pulled muscle in my back.
Are you saying that this study is incorrect? Correct.
Well, 3.3 million people is hard to argue with, isn't it?
It is difficult to argue with.
It's upsetting me. I yeah. don't like anything that says there's evidence that you should be sleeping less.
So do I.
I don't like that at all.
Hate this study. Let's throw
yeah,
it
Yeah, okay,
bin.
Great.
Done. We're over with it.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
Okay, let's jump straight into it this morning, Pippa. Story number one.
Okay.
You know how there's been a ban on baby formula being bought in bulk because lots of people buy it then ship it overseas?
Yes, yes.
Well, there's a new baby formula.
Right.
Lucas's pawpaw ointment. So chemists are having a crackdown on Chinese buyers purchasing large amounts of it and shipping it back to China to make a huge profit.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Lucas pawpaw ointment is a new type of baby formula that people are feeding their babies. Okay, right. Gotcha. Okay.
So chemists will be like, no, you can't have 5 boxes.
Right.
No,
I see.
One.
Okay, right.
So then Lucas with pawpaw they're finding themselves in a bit of a shortage.
Are they?
Yes.
Right, because it's so popular.
Because they're so popular and all the Chinese want it over in China.
I see, okay.
Okay, and there's like 1 billion Chinese people in China, so...
Oh, thank you
that's a
for
lot.
That population study.
On the day that Australia gets 25 million people as well.
Okay.
Okay, your next news story?
Mm-hmm.
I know you'll like this one.
Oh, will I?
It'll appeal to your senses.
Will it?
The latest season of The Bachelor in America
yes.
has had to be put on hold 3 days.
Right.
Because one of the men
yes.
turned up and had a ankle monitoring system on as a court order. So he turned up and they're like, you need to put this suit on. He's like, it's too skinny because I've got my monitor
my ankle
on.
Bracelet on.
And they're like, what? And he's apparently been monitored because he's on an assault charge and waiting to go to court.
What?
So they've had to go, no, mate, there's no way you're going on this TV show with an ankle monitoring bracelet. So they've had to push back filming 3 days to replace him with someone else.
Okay, right.
Okay, they're your two news stories this morning, people. One of them's real. One of them's made up. Is it the pawpaw story or is it the Bachelor story? Your time starts now.
Okay, in the current season of Bachelor US, can you please tell me who the Bachelorette is?
I wouldn't have a clue, but they'd be filming now for probably for next year.
Right.
So, like, filming only started this week. So
right.
I'd say that it'd be filming for next year.
Okay.
So I've absolutely no idea any of their names.
I think what you've possibly done is baited me with my favourite reality television show, The Bachelor, because I know who the current Bachelorette is in the US, so I'm going to say that story is fake news.
The Bachelor story is fake news?
Yes.
And you're going to go with the pawpaw ointment story?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, it's 50-50.
How would I make up a pawpaw ointment story?
Very easily, because you're currently putting it on your lips.
Oh. All right, she's locked it in.
Okay.
You sticking with it?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is she right? Is the Bachelorette story, the Bachelor story about the ankle monitoring fake news and the story about the pawpaw real news?
Yes!
Correct.
Okay, I've done it. Excellent. Thank you.
I did. I tried to double bait you by having pawpaw in front of me to make you think that I was making up a pawpaw story.
I saw that you did that, but my friend, yes, no, you could not pull the wool over my eyes today.
So apparently Lucas Pawpaw is the new baby formula.
Is it?
And people are shipping it overseas to make huge profits over in China.
Wow.
So
well, that's pretty good stuff.
It is good stuff. I do like the Lucas Pawpaw ointment. All right, there you go, fake news. Pippa's back in it.
Hey.
Right now, though, Pink Secrets, she had to cancel one of her shows last night in Sydney, and she was rushed to hospital. Scoopler's Dean McCarthy is joining us right after this, live from LA, to give us the latest on Pink. Morning, everybody.
What do we conceal?
What do we reveal? Make that decision every day.
She's down under at the moment, Pink, with Secrets. And we're going to check in the latest Pink news with Scoopers Dean McCarthy. He is holding on the line thanks to Macca's new spicy chicken McNuggets. They have arrived. So enjoy a spicy moment while you can. Morning.
Hit 93.5. Scoopla.
For your Tuesday morning, we've got him on the line from Scoopla HQ. Dean McCarthy, Meghan Markle, there's more scandal, and this time it's not to do with her dad.
Oh my goodness, it's quite nice not to hear from her dad, although he'll probably have something to say about this. It just goes to show, when you are that famous and you are married to a royal family member, you can't do anything wrong. She hasn't done anything wrong. She went to this wedding ride, she wore a black dress, and through the dress at the top, you could see her black lace bra.
Ooh.
Just from a few angles. Yeah, ooh, you know, just from a few different angles. Well, it's making headlines all over the UK today. People are up in arms thinking that it's too sexy. It's kind of an accident. It's not like she really, like, it's not like that low cut of a top, but it was, like, purposefully on show. She looks, obviously, $1 million, as you can imagine. Copping flack from it today. Her dad hasn't said anything. Stay tuned. No doubt the dad or the nut job sister will come out and have some type of comment on it, no doubt.
When does Celebrity Big Brother over in the UK kick off with the half-sister?
Yeah, I don't know the date of that, but it's coming soon. The half-sister, her name's Samantha Grant, but she changed it to Samantha Markle.
Great.
Dyed her hair black and signed on for Big Brother.
Oh, I cannot wait for Celebrity Big Brother UK this year. It's going to be amazing. Now, over to a little bit of Australian news that is making headlines over in LA at the moment. Pink has had to pull out of another concert.
She has, and, you know, sending lots of good vibes to Pink. She was rushed to hospital, suffering from dehydration, and had to cancel an Australian concert, or postpone one, I believe it was. Here's the good news. She's fine.
Yep.
Great.
She is going to be okay.
Great.
But she obviously has upset fans. Well, also, they're worried. They're more upset for her rather than at her, of course, because we want to make sure that she's in perfect condition. You know, she is such a physical performer, you know. She doesn't just get up there and sing. She's acrobatics and swings around. One of my really, really good friends is one of her dancers, and Kassan Brailsford. And he is the guy, he's African American. He's the guy that is her number one dance partner for all of those acrobat moves.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I always ask him for feedback. He never tells me anything about her. But, you know, they do train hard. They train hard, and she's very, very, very physical. So sending her good vibes.
Yeah, well, I actually heard that yesterday she actually did it, not yesterday, the day before, she did a concert, and people are saying that she was so amazing that even though she was really ill, that they couldn't tell that she was sick, she was still doing all her performances live.
Love her. That's her. She's a trooper.
She's an
absolute trooper.
Scoopla's Dean McCarthy, live from LA with all the goss, this time from the UK and right here down under. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bye, guys. I wake up every evening.
Morning, everyone. This is the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Maroon 5 there featuring Cardi B, who just popped out a baby a couple of weeks ago. It is 23 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're looking for 16, currently 4 degrees. And Alpha Bucks, $1,000 on the way at 8. And Hughes's Big Opinion at 8:30.
Well, right now, it's time for Old School Tuesday, where we turn back time to revisit a banger from the past. And today's from 1997, one of the first CDs I ever had. Take a listen.
A few questions that I need to know.
Oh, remember this song?
How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face.
Do they ever do any singing?
Yeah, they do. It picks up in a minute.
Oh, do we have to wait a whole minute for it to pick up?
No, we don't. It's Never Ever by All Saints.
Great.
Do you remember this song?
I do remember it. It rings a bell.
Yeah, so All Saints were a very popular British-Canadian girl group. And this song, as of March 2013, became the second best-selling single by a girl group in the United Kingdom, only behind Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
If you gave me a guess, I was going to say Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
A hard act to follow.
Yeah.
But great. So this is their number one song, was their most popular single. So it was made up of four members. So two Londoners, Melanie Blatt and Shanzay Lewis.
Yeah.
And then Canadian sisters Natalie and Nicole Appleton. Now, they enjoyed tremendous success over in the UK. They achieved 5 number ones, but this song was the best. They also became renowned for their celebrity boyfriends.
Ooh.
So Melanie dated the lead singer of Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai.
Yeah. Natalie with a member of the band The Prodigy.
Oh.
And Nicole first got together with Robbie Williams.
Really? She got with Robbie?
Got with Robbie Williams, then later married the Oasis lead singer Liam Gallagher.
Liam Gallagher? You're kidding me.
They had a kid together as well.
You know what song is the most annoying song to hear at a pub?
What?
Wonderwall.
Oh, isn't it?
It's just every time you go to the pub, oh, let's play Wonderwall.
Or every time you go to a campfire or a bonfire Wonderwall. And someone pulls out a guitar and you're like, here we go.
Shut up. Sick of Wonderwall.
So, in 2016, after Nicole and Liam got divorced, they announced potentially a comeback, but then it fizzed.
It fizzed out?
Yeah.
Now, they had a really popular Australian TV show as well, didn't they?
All Saints. Yeah. You see what you did there, yeah.
Is that not them?
No.
Oh.
It was a medical show that starred Georgie Gardner, Saints.
Wasn't John Howard in that as well?
Oh, not the ex-Prime Minister.
Not the Prime Minister,
Howard,
but John Howard, the big fella. Yeah, the big John Howard, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was in that as well. So
these girls weren't in that?
No, they weren't.
Just presume they were.
Yeah, close, but you're way off.
I wonder if there was a big court case over the name. Who gets the name, the TV show or the band?
Don't know. Well, maybe they were ships in the night. Like these guys sort of went off the radar before the TV show began.
Yeah, right. Yes. Interesting stuff.
So this is Never Ever by All Saints.
Old School Tuesday. Good tune, Pippa.
Thank you.
I might add it to my old school list.
Playlist.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, there you go. Old School Tuesday. That's the wrap for this morning. All Saints. Roger Corsa from Doctor. Do you reckon that show's taken over All Saints? Because All Saints medical show, Doctor, also medical related because there's a doctor in it.
All Saints hasn't been on television for like 20 years.
Hasn't it?
No.
I need to keep up with my TV,
you
don't
do.
I?
You really do. Trending now at hit.com.au. Well, Britney Spears has had a nightmare moment on stage where she forgot where she was performing and had to ask a backup dancer for clarification.
She forgot where she was performing.
So she's 36 now, so she's getting on a bit.
Yeah, she is.
She fronted the Brighton Pride celebrations at Preston Park as part of her UK tour. Yeah. And midway through her performance, she turned to a dancer and said, "Where are we?"
You know what's funny about this? My partner Patrick was at that performance. And he said to me, I couldn't see her sometimes. So this makes sense. She actually forgot where she was meant to be. Maybe she'd accidentally wandered off stage.
Just to look at a map or something.
Yeah, look at a map.
Where
she was. Where am I meant to be? Apparently the crowd was a bit out of control, that performance as well.
The crowd were loving it though.
Yeah.
So it does look like it was a huge crowd.
Yeah.
Quite a wild time.
Oh, Brighton Pride is one of the biggest pride festivals in the world. Millions of people go to it. Maybe not millions, probably tens of thousands. Maybe even 100,000 people. Huge amounts of people from London ship themselves down to Brighton because it's only about half an hour, 45 minutes on the express train.
Yeah, right.
So you get down there quite quickly and oh my gosh, it feels out. It's so big.
Wow.
So big, Brighton Pride.
Twitter users apparently weren't impressed also when she apparently forgot the words to one of her hits.
Well, how can she forget the words when she lip syncs everything?
Well, this is what I don't know.
This is very ununderstandable.
And I mean, really, she's been singing for a while.
Yeah,
she should know her catalogue back to front.
Yes, exactly. She should be drag queen. Lip syncing.
She's getting on a bit old, Brit,
isn't
she?
Yeah, good old Britney.
Bit of other trending news. The new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, great. Love Keeping Up with.
Its 15th season
about
to kick off. And I tell you what, if you've watched the previews for this season, holy moly, the girls are getting stuck into each other.
They get some good drama on there, don't they?
They are seriously going at each other. And if you watch the previews, they are very vicious towards each other. And apparently they're already fighting on Twitter.
Well, it's because they're trying to compete with shows like Love Island. So they need the drama.
Right.
They realise that they all need drama.
Ryan Seacrest is going, amp it up, guys.
Yes.
Amp it up.
Yes,
come on.
Exactly.
Yes. So the episode that has shown trailers It features an explosive fight between Kim and Courtney, and all three sisters decided to live tweet it as well. So
I love a good live tweeting.
Yeah, it's pretty full on.
Big stuff.
You can check it out at hit.com.au. Click on the Scoopla tab and read all of the live tweets from the Kardashian sisters and heaps more celeb goss.
Do that at hit.com.au. Now, going from a bit of pride news to a bit of straight news, Justin Bieber, Pippa, has been photographed in the last couple of hours in New York City making out with Hailey Baldwin.
Oh, just a bit of PDA?
Just PDA. Good. He's loving it. Apparently, he's got a new 90s fashion as
Does
well.
Does he?
Yeah, apparently he's now becoming known for bringing back the 90s bad boy look.
Oh, right.
So I've now decided that will be my new fashion sense.
Oh, with your new 70-30 diet.
Yes, new 70-30 diet, 90s fashion look.
Great.
And it's with Justin Bieber music.
Okay. Because
apparently his new song, No Brainer, which I'm going to play for you now, Pippa, is actually written about Shawn Mendes, Hailey Baldwin's ex-boyfriend.
Nothing like throwing a bit of shade.
Nothing like throwing a bit of shade. Let's get it on right now in the home of hits and old school. Justin Bieber, DJ Khalid, Chance the Rapper and Quavo. This is No Brainer. Hey, morning everyone. Best music. Another one. It is a star-studded lineup. DJ Khalid, Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, Quavo. Morning everyone. It's sweet. It is the best music on Hit. That's where you get it. All the hits, all the old school. Mike got it from 9 a.m. this morning. And we do it all thanks to Macca's new spicy chicken McNuggets. They've arrived, so enjoy a spicy moment while you can. Hughesy's big opinion on the show after 8:30 this morning.
Well, he is the hunk bred of Australian television. And Dr. Doctor season 3 kicked off last night. Roger, what a delight to have your hunk bred face back on our screens.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Mate, what a way to start a season last night. Like, just straight up, putting
everything
in the coffin straight in the ground.
We didn't muck around. We lost Dad last night. And it's sad to see Steve go, because I loved working with Steve over the last couple of years. But, poor old Jimbo, 16 and under. Some amazing performances last night. Yes. Universal with both my mum. She was incredible. So, and it sets off sort of, a chain reaction of events.
Now, if I know television scripting 101, Roger, as I'm sure you do, there's nothing like throwing a tragedy at the protagonist to get to start to see their softer side.
You see, you get him at his vulnerable point. Besides that, last night, obviously, we had a little bit of... finally, there's a little bit of earth between Dr. Penny Cartwright and Dr. Hughes. They sealed the deal for the first time. So we had everything last night.
It did. Now, can you give us any sort of like little tidbits of what this season can expect?
Well, I'll tell you what's great about this season is obviously there's sort of tension now between all the characters post-death and what happens with the farm. And now there's this huge debt and everything. But we've got some great guest characters that have come on and new characters. So Vince Colosimo comes on and joins us. And he's a pretty huge energy on set. So it was great working with Vince. I haven't worked with him since Underbelly, I think. So it was just 10 years ago. Miranda Tapsell, she was sort of straight from shooting her film Top End Wedding up north and come off Love Child. And so she joins us about halfway through, which is great. And Don Haney. We've got some really great people joining us this year, so that's really exciting. Even though it was a bit sad last night, there's still lots of laughs and, it's still the same old show.
Very interesting that the storyline is quite topical at the moment with Hugh's character inheriting the farm, there being a lot of debt attached to it. It's fascinating how at the moment we're finding that we're in the throes of an incredibly disastrous drought across the country. It's kind of mirroring it in the show a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not too far away from you guys. We shoot Mudgee, we stay there for long periods of time, a couple of weeks at a time sometimes. We stay out on the weekends, and we talk to the locals, and we get to know them. We see the same people all the time, and they tell us how hard it is. And, they're buying feed all the time. And, they're struggling up there. We have a big empathy for how tough people are doing it on the land.
Absolutely. Now, we need to talk about your fabulous Gold Logie nomination early this year. How was it being nominated for such a wonderful award?
Oh, it's great. It's a real honour. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and not until this show came along that I was sort of up for these sort of awards. So, not something I ever really expected to sort of happen. So, it's a great testament to how well the show's received and the great people that I get to work with. But it's fun. I get to when you gold nominated, you get to take your partner. So I took my wife, 2 years in a row now, and we get a nice little weekend away from our kids. We love our kids, but it's also nice to get away for a weekend.
Totally.
It was fun. Then we got up on the Goldie and thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
Brilliant. Roger Corsa, season 3 of Doctor Doctor. Fantastic to have it back on Channel 9. We are loving having you back on our screens, and we cannot wait to see the rest of this season unfold.
Thank you so much. Cheers. Here we go.
Looking for 16 degrees across Dubbo on the Central West today. Currently 5. Shut up and dance. Walk the Moon on Dubbo on the Central West, number 1. Hit 93.5. And in 10 minutes' time, we hit the world famous rooftop with the Backstreet Boys. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on Hit. And then Hughes' Big Opinion coming up after 8:30.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Dancing in the rain.
I have totally done this before and it was thoroughly enjoyable.
I think the idea of dancing in the rain is great, but what you forget is you get wet.
Yeah, but that's the fun of it.
I don't find that fun.
I loved it. I lived in a share house and it was in Brisbane and it was pouring with rain. We went out into the street, played cricket on the street, ran around, danced, had a great time. It was fabulous.
I like the rain. I don't mind dancing in the rain if it's like such a hot day that when the rain hits the, what's it called, the bitumen.
Yep.
That it's like creates like a steam because it's so hot. Those sorts of days, yeah, jumping in the rain because it's such a hot day, great. But just jumping in the rain on a cold day, no, to dance, no.
I reckon in this drought, if it really starts to rain, there are going to be a lot of people dancing in it.
You should do a rain dance.
Okay.
Do you believe in rain dances bringing rain? Dancing for rain? Why not?
I just don't. I say no to rain dances bringing rain, but yes to dancing in the rain.
What a negative attitude towards the rain.
Okay.
Yes.
No.
Homemade pancakes opposed to getting the shaker bottle.
Yes.
Shaking like it's a maraca.
Homemade pancakes are so easy to make. I mean, really, if you're struggling to make a pancake at home out of a bit of flour and egg, like we've got problems.
Yeah, we do. But there's something fun about sticking a little bit of almond milk in your pancake shaker and just shaking it around. The only issue is when you get little bits and bobs stuck at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. I just say yes to homemade pancakes. I think they always taste better as well.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I think they taste the same.
So you say no to homemade pancakes over the shaker bottle?
I'm not saying no, but I'm just saying I don't think they taste better.
Well, it's not the sit on the fence segment, mate. It's yes, no. I mean, make a decision.
I'm going to say yes to shaker pancakes.
Okay, great.
Shaker pancakes, yeah.
All right, shake and bake, yes. Baby.
No.
Oversized belt buckles.
Oh, they're so back in vogue, aren't they?
No.
Yes, they are. Hello. Every second person is wearing the big Gucci G belt buckles now.
I've literally seen one person in the last month wearing an oversized belt buckle, and I was like, no.
What was it an oversized belt buckle of?
It's just like this big sort of round thing. Could have been a Holden logo for all I know. I don't know.
Right, okay.
I wasn't just staring at their crotch for long enough to tell what was on their belt buckle.
That's unlucky.
Yeah.
Oversized belt buckles, I say yes because they're trending and they're back
not
in.
Trending.
They are, mate.
They're
get
not
on
trending.
Social media, get on the fashion websites and see it for yourself.
Are you talking about for men or for women?
For all.
Is
just
Farmer
in general.
Farmer Lewis wearing an oversized belt buckle?
I don't know, I haven't seen him today.
He would. It's classic farmer attire to wear an oversized belt buckle.
Is that why you're saying no?
I'm saying no to an oversized belt buckle.
Okay. Because you don't like farmers?
No, I've got no issue with farmers. Don't put words in my mouth.
You've got an issue with their clothes.
With their clothing, yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. Currently 5 degrees on Wylandra Street.
Yeah, Dubbo on the Central West's favourite radio competition. Thanks to Leading Edge Computers, everything Apple, Microsoft and more. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy.
We've got Pete on the line on 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Pete. Let's see if we can give you $1,000 before we go to the world famous rooftop with the Backstreet Boys. And then later in the show, Hughes' big opinion on how to win Lotto. By the way, Pete, you're going to buy a Lotto ticket tonight, 70 mil.
depends if I win this or not.
If you win this or not. $1,000 worth of lotto tickets.
Might buy two.
Brilliant.
Two quick picks.
$2.40
All right, Pete, here's how it works. 10 questions, 30 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we've got time. No helping in the background, no repeating an answer. We've got to accept your first answer. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Pete, your letter today is the letter P.
P for Pete.
It's my day.
Yes. Lucky Tuesday, Pete, for $1,000 in Alpha Bucks, starting with the letter P, name a type of alcohol.
Pina colada.
A TV show.
Porn stars.
A music artist.
P. Diddy.
A synonym for granddad.
Pop.
A pizza topping.
Pepperoni.
A holiday destination.
Phuket.
An NRL team.
Panthers.
A shop.
Pass.
A type of meat.
Oh, you only got nine. Mate, for a shop, you could have said Peter Alexander, Priceline, Pizza Hut, Pandora. I know you're so close. Now, let's see. If you got to number 10, it was Dubbo Street Name. Do you know any Dubbo Street Name same with the letter P?
Street Name's Peter Street, mate.
Peter Street. Pete, once again, very, very close.
Yes.
Hey, good go, but have another go again soon, okay, Pete?
No, I'm out.
Don't say that.
No. Yeah. You do such a good...
Okay, there you go. $1,000 every morning thanks to Leading Edge Computers, everything Apple, Microsoft and more. Could it be you tomorrow?
Mm.
Did you get 10 out of 10? I'm not very good at it. This morning I once again only got about 2 or 3 out of 10. I'm so bad at it. But
so, Pete, you're doing better than Jimmy.
Much better than I am. Okay, right now, we've got a real special thing to do for you this morning.
We do.
From the world famous rooftop in LA, the Backstreet Boys played exclusively for the Hit Network with Carrie and Tommy. Mm-hmm. And right now, we've got the best of the world famous rooftop from yesterday. Enjoy this 15-minute special right now on Hit 93.5 on the Pippa and Jimmy Show. We'll be back a little later on with Husey, Dave Husey Hughes.
And his big opinion.
Can't wait, but enjoy the world famous rooftop right now. Morning, everybody.
You told us which superstars you wanted to see.
Trending now at hit.com.au. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So do you remember last week we talked to Scoopla's Dean McCarthy about how the Brady Bunch house from the original TV series is for sale in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Did you remember hearing that Lance Bass, one of the former members of NSYNC, bought the house?
Oh, is Lance Bass one of the former members of NSYNC?
Yes. So he bought the house. He had the highest bid and he was super excited to announce that his offer was accepted. But then a couple of days later, he retweeted saying, "I'm feeling heartbroken today because the agent representing the estate informed me that I made the winning bid, which was way over the asking price, after the final deadline for all offers had passed. But the next day, due to unforeseen circumstances, the same agent said that there's another corporate buyer, a Hollywood studio, who wants to buy the house at any cost."
Wow.
And just basically swindled him out of a home.
Oh, no.
And he's heartbroken.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know. Now, good story.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Lance Bass was from NSYNC.
Yeah, former member of NSYNC.
Because I've been watching him on a stand at the moment. He hosted this show called Finding Prince Charming, which was like a gay version of The Bachelor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really good. It was only made in 2016 and never got renewed.
Right.
Like, it was good. It wasn't great, but it was good. Like, okay. It was interesting. It was quite funny. He was the host, and I never knew. I knew he was famous, but I could never work out why Lance Bass was famous, and now it makes sense he was in NSYNC.
And he used to hang out with JT.
And he's like, did he? Oh, was JT
Justin
in
Timberlake.
NSYNC?
That's how he got his start.
I thought JT got his start with Britney Spears on Saturday Disney.
Oh, Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah. They were child stars, but that's how he sort of got his
music career started
in the boy band NSYNC.
Oh, geez. They're all a bit inbred, isn't it, in Hollywood?
It's a small world.
It's a tiny world over there.
Okay, now, speaking of other 90s music stars, the Spice Girls, Blake Lively, who's married to Ryan Reynolds, who was the star of Gossip Girl.
Wait, Blake Lively was in the Spice Girls?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Of Spice Girls news, but it's got to do with Blake Lively.
I didn't think she was in the Spice Girls. I thought she was too young.
So imagine going through old photos at home and realising that you once bumped into one of the most popular actresses in Hollywood. So this chick was going through her photo album and came across a photo of herself at her very first concert.
Yeah.
She went to see the Spice Girls back with her family in 1997 and she was only 5 years old. She got a photo with a girl that was dressed up as Baby Spice.
Yeah.
That she thought was Emma Bunton, Baby Spice, but it was actually Blake Lively.
Oh.
Dressed up and she looked so much like Baby Spice. So then Blake Lively has found the photo and she's tweeted it being like, oh, that time I dressed up as Baby Spice and like made this girl's day. Then Emma Bunton has seen the photo and Emma Bunton has retweeted it and said to Blake Lively, oh my gosh, you look amazing. Like you're really rocking the Baby Spice look. And then Blake Lively's like, oh my gosh, Baby Spice has tweeted me, I'm dead. Crazy, right?
Who's the most famous person you've had a photo with?
Probably the Queen.
That's right. You have had a photo with the Queen.
Yeah.
But she was famous at the time you got the photo, though.
I think she's still a bit well known. Yeah.
I had the most famous person I've had a photo with was Matt Ryan, who's now the goalkeeper for the Socceroos.
Oh, yes.
Back when he was 18 years old and he was just like a squad player for the Central Coast Mariners.
Right.
I was having a beer with him in Terrigal and we got a photo together. Mm. And now he's rated the most, he's rated the best value goalkeeper in the Premier League now.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, famous.
Had beers with him. Yeah.
Celeb best friend. Yeah, exactly.
You can check out those stories and more, including the photo of Blake Lively dressed as Baby Spice at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab.
Fantastic. Trending now, as always, the Pippa Mike. Stand by. Hughes is up next with his big opinion. We're going to get his big opinion today on how to win Lotto.
Because tonight is the $70 million jackpot.
Yes, Hughes' big opinion. Coming up after Ariana Grande's song for Manchester, No Tears Left to Cry. I'm living, so we turn it up. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy, 17, 18, 19 minutes away from 9 o'clock, 17 degrees at the moment. And Pippa, we do it thanks to Micah's new spicy chicken McNuggets. They've arrived, so enjoy a spicy moment while you can.
Now, this is interesting. It's an interesting one. Whatever. They're hot, whatever. Now, I predicted this.
Hughesy's big opinion.
Hughesy, the $70 million Lotto jackpot is tonight. Now, you've already scored a first-class upgrade. We want to get your big opinion this morning on winning Lotto.
Yeah, my opinion is that if you've got to make a promise to yourself that you will definitely quit your job.
Excellent. Great advice.
I think a lot of gods want the winners to not continue at whatever employment they've got. They want them to quit straight away. And if you can publicly tell the boss to go shove it up his or her ass, or the trainer. And also, if you can just promise to yourself you will spend the whole $70 million within 12 months.
That
would warm the cockles of Australians' heart to know that the $70 million winner this time next year is dead broke. So that'd be great.
It actually would make a brilliant episode of A Current Affair with Tracy Grimshaw.
Exactly, yes. Or Carl Stefanovic, where are they now?
Where are they now?
Oh, they're exactly in the same place. They're actually
begging for their job back.
That you had quit a year ago. That'd be great.
Juicy, I need to know, if you found out the Savo on air or tomorrow Arvo on the while you were on the radio that you'd won the $70 million, would you just walk out right there and then, or would you finish the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Kate, I'm telling my story walking, all right? So my story is that I've now got $70 million in the bank. I'm out.
Bye, Felicia.
Now, is there any special technique on how to win? Do you just do the auto pick, or do you need to choose the lucky numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7?
No, I reckon do the auto pick and then lose your ticket, because I think that's the best way to win is if you don't know. I believe there's still like an $80 million ticket floating around Victoria somewhere. People have forgotten about it, but there's still someone bought a ticket in Brunswick in Melbourne, I think last year or this year, and they have not collected their winnings, and it's just a heap of money. It's like millions and millions. So,
I have an idea for you. I want to split the money 50-50, though. Obviously, why don't you get a lawyer and claim that that was your ticket that you bought and you've lost, and try and claim it all?
Absolutely. Or maybe just organise a photocopier and just print out the ticket myself, you know. Perfect. Just swing at it.
There we go. The big opinion.
Hughesy's big opinion. Are you going to buy a ticket or two for tonight's jackpot?
I am. You've absolutely inspired me. I reckon it's my win. Yeah. I'm going to buy a ticket if I win. No, I'm not splitting it with you. Sorry.
You can catch him on the drive home with Hughesy and Kate on the Hit Network, Hughesy. A pleasure as always.
Good on you guys.
Gold Coast girl, Amy Shark, all loved up there off her number one album, currently number one on the Australian Artists album chart, Love Monster, the album is called, on Hit 93.5, 5 minutes away from 9. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy, thanks to Macca's new spicy chicken McNuggets. They've arrived, so enjoy a spicy moment while you can.
Is it just me, or does that song by Amy Shark sound a little bit Taylor Swift?
Does sound a little bit Taylor Swift, especially for someone who calls himself an indie pop artist.
Yeah, right.
So I don't mind that, though.
No, she's doing quite well, isn't she?
She sounds more Taylor Swift than Taylor Swift sounds these days.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Taylor Swift's gone off on a bit of a Katy Perry sound.
Has she? Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. How about expert music knowledge?
Expert music knowledge here. Morning, everyone. Pippa, what are you up to today?
Well, I've got to go. I'm going to go get a coffee and then I'm going to go get my back sorted out so I can actually function.
At the chiropractor?
Yes, the chiro. What are you going to cook up today in your kitchen?
Well, here's the thing. I'm thinking I'm going to pop home for a quick brekkie.
Yeah.
Going to have 2 poached eggs on toast.
Right.
With a bit of Vegemite for vitamin
B2.
Yep. And then I'm going to have a side shake.
A side shake.
Yes.
In your new 70-30 diet.
70-30 diet. 70% healthy, 30% whatever I want.
I think the favourite thing that I've heard come out of your mouth today is what you said off air earlier, saying, I know you guys make fun of me a lot, but I'm actually quite the chef.
I am quite the chef.
Here's the thing. No one that's actually quite the chef ever talks about how they're quite the chef. You don't ever hear Gordon Ramsay or Jamie Oliver or Nigella Lawson or Heston Blumenthal go around talking about how they're quite the chef.
Well, I'm not a celebrity chef, although I could be. Could be a celebrity chef.
I don't think anyone who actually knows how to cook goes around bragging about their talents. I think you're doing the opposite and maybe trying to make up for a lack thereof.
Excuse me, Pippa Moore. I made a delicious vegan tofu, black bean and spinach curry last night for dinner.
None of that sounds appealing whatsoever.
Oh my gosh, it's not vegan. I just realised I put honey in it, so it's not vegan.
Oh, sacrilege. Well, your new diet's ruined.
No, it's not, because it's not a vegan diet. It's a 70-30 diet.
What category does that fall into?
The curry?
Yeah.
Definitely into the 70.
Into the 70.
Yeah, because it's only a bit of curry powder, some light coconut cream, lots of black beans and tofu and spinach.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Really yummy.
Gorgeous.
He's really yummy.
If you missed Jimmy's announcement at this time yesterday, he's going on a new fad diet that he's completely made up himself and based it on no actual real theory about dieting whatsoever. Mm. It's the 70-30 diet, where you eat healthy 70% of the time and unhealthily 30% of the time.
Here's the thing I want to tell you about, Pippa. If this starts a success, I'll be able to quit my job and write a book.
There you go.
Yes.
About the 70-30 diet.
About the 70-30 diet and how to do it. It's only one page. Only one page necessary.
So what does your breakfast fall into? That's the 70% healthy.
Yeah, so some poached eggs on some rye toast.
Yeah, I love how you're now trying to dress up your eggs and toast breakfast with lightly poached with lightly toasted rye.
Do you know that you can smash an avocado inside an avocado?
So smash you don't an avocado need to inside an avocado.
So you can smash it up and mash it up inside the avocado. So
what, without breaking the skin?
No, you cut it in half and then mash it up in its own half.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that?
Yeah,
I found that out a few weeks ago.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's a new discovery I made.
Not fad. Are you going to include that in your one-page book about the 70-30
diet? Yes, I will include that in my one-page book about the 70-30 diet. Excuse me.
Yes.
You know what? You really are an indication of the world these days.
Am I?
One person tries to do something good for their body and treat it healthy and nutritiously. Yeah. And the world just bags you out.
Right.
Bags you. You really are a reflection of what the world is.
Am I? Well, good. I think that's what I'm meant to be in this job, a reflection of what the world currently is.
Is that what you think about yourself?
Well,
you think you're the be-all, end-all reflection of the world.
Listen, I know that you really bag me out, but I'm actually quite the critic.
All right, let's wrap up there for the day. Okay. You have a lovely day.
Enjoy.
Too. Hopefully your back gets
yes,
better.
Yes, thank you.
She's been whingy and moaning about it all morning.
I know. Has it annoyed you?
Yes,
good.
A lot.
I've worked. My
one point
worked.
Almost said, I get it. You got a sore back.
Go home and eat some really healthy food and forget about it.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.